May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Kelsey's working on it. It's coming. Well, maybe it's coming. As Kelsey looks for this, it's two people that are sharing a talent, a gift that they have been given, not burying it in the sand. It worked a minute ago. Because you think about the text that we have today, the talents, the gifts that we share. Talent. When Kelsey finds it, she'll just start it, and then you'll just get the little bit beforehand. A talent, as I said, is a huge amount of money. Huge amount. There it is. Now, you might recognize the guy in the red.
To find out. place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. Ela fede che haia ci soino.
People who share that, they've been singing together since they were like five. Allison's at Baldwin Wallace as a sophomore. She's probably 19 or 20, and AJ obviously is at Heidelberg and is 24. So, but every year you could hear how their voices matured and changed. But the point is they didn't bury themselves in the sand. They didn't hide their gifts. They were scared to death the first time that they got up to sing, the first time that they gathered together. Hey, Tony. The first time that all of us have gifts. We've been given many gifts, many talents. The idea is that some people use this text as a way to say, okay, I don't have to do anything. Look, it's going to get taken from me anyway. But that's not the point. The point is that we need to risk. We need to risk our faith. We need to risk ourselves. We need to risk our gifts and give to God and help them to grow. A talent in those days was a huge amount of money. Huge. Like many, many, many years worth of work. Okay, that was overflowing with gold coins. But it was more like, it was like a gold bread that was used as a talent. A lot of money. A huge amount of money was what a talent was. Now, those ones that were given, the five and the two, they very could have easily buried it and still had it. But they chose to know that God is a God that gives to us, and we need to share and use those gifts with others. It was written to, this text was written to a post-temple audience. That means that their temple had gone away, it had been destroyed. They were hearing these stories, not knowing for sure what was going on. And it was about accountability. Who are we to be accountable to? About putting into practice now. About doing what I'm teaching you now. About following as being a passion. And this text really challenges that cheap grace that we sometimes think we have or need. Allison and AJ, at times, really did not want to get up and share their gift. They got tired of it. They got tired of doing the same thing. Sometimes we get tired of lighting the candles. We get tired of being asked to do the same things. But think about it. Those are our gifts. Those are our talents, what God has given to us. We need to share them, not bury them in the sand. If they had not sung, they would have been burying. If we don't light the candles, if we don't go on a board, if we don't use our gifts as a treasure, we're burying those gifts. And then we become like the servant where everything was taken away from. The hardest thing, I think, about this text is it takes a risk. It takes risk. And risking is tough. Risking is tough. It's not all about money, and it's not it's not even all about the gifts. It's about risk and motivation and how we view God. I know how I view God. How do you view God? Who is God to you? Do others know who God is to you? Do you share that risk? Can you stand up and say, I am going to stand up and do this? Tammy gave us a great way to begin to use some talents this morning when she talked about the gifts of helping others. Gifts are precious and need to be used to abundance. Hear that again. Gifts, talents are precious and need to be used to abundance. Money's part of it, and money's part of what keeps a church growing, but it's not all of it. All of it is about sharing those gifts out of abundance, using those gifts so that they grow and don't get buried in the sand, risking a heck of a lot in our lives, in our church, in our world, so that we can grow. So Allison and AJ have a gift. It's a beautiful gift. But you know what? Each one of us also have a gift. And it's a beautiful gift. So don't bury it in the sand. Don't hide it so that the master comes and takes everything from us. Use it. Share it. Be it. Risk enough of yourself. Risk enough to share those wonderful talents and gifts and blessings that we have. Thanks be to God that we have them. Amen.